the Public Works Committee meeting. It is 5 o'clock Thursday, September 19th. All committee members and appropriate staff are present. And first thing on the agenda, and this is duly notified that the meeting is accordance with the Freedom of Information.
Of course.
Approval of previous month's minutes. Is there a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. No opposed. Moving on to citizens' comments. Lots of people here. Anybody? No? Going once? Twice? All right.
They're here in force.
Right. Item 4, department reports for August 2019. Director Pitts and Robert, both of you. Y'all should both be on here now. But
All right.
Very quickly, garbage, 2-year garbage up about 30 tons from the previous year. Also, yard debris, that's primarily from that microburst, is up. C&D was about average for the historical records. And then you can see I had one big ticket item with one particular truck. It's actually one of the newer trucks, had radiator issues. But still within the budget. $9,000 is the target budget for each month. And so we're well within our budget. And under action items, you see Robert's reports. And I'll defer to Robert if you have any questions from any of those bullets or anything else you may want to ask him. And that's all I have for my report, if you have any questions.
When do you expect the debris pickup to be completed?
That would be in new business, sir.
Yes, we have that on the agenda.
Yeah,
item C. Okay.
I'm so impatient.
I know, it's exciting. Any highlights, Robert? I mean,
topic by topic. I mean, we have buildings where we've had general repairs for the DPW because we had some issues with ductwork there. Also, same thing, Dominion Energy had to take care of some power lines at that building. Acquired some pricing for fencing also, which would be the DPW, but also for the park renovation with the bike path. Restrooms just and front beach, just general maintenance down there. With drainage, there was an issue at 215 Charleston, flooding issue. So through some investigation, found a bunch of drop inlet boxes that were covered up. Had contacted SCDOT. They're on top of that to try to correct that problem. Also drainage, with Edie's, problem down at between 53rd and 57th, where we had a system that wasn't functioning properly.
Did that get repaired?
It's in the process.
In the process, okay. Yes. Also, Edie's has been around the island for some of our hot spots, where we've had some vegetation or blockages, as listed. General right-of-ways and connector, that's just been general maintenance. And then just all of the meetings and underground storage tank at the marina. We had the phase 4 test there, and then the monthly test for the underground storage tanks at Department of Public Works and marina. And currently the fire department is still doing theirs because they have a unique system there. So
I see there's was a meeting with the Charleston County for a new bike path.
Yeah.
That's not the multi-purpose.
That's for the
coming off
connector.
The connector.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, connector.
Okay.
And Pomble.
So the 53rd to 57th Avenue drainage issue, is any of that sort of covered in terms of almost warranty with the phase 2 drainage that we just finished?
So 53rd to 57th is phase 1.
Right.
And
okay, that was phase 1.
The conflict that exists there is as a result of a conflict associated with the construction of the hotel. And we're working on a permanent solution for that. It's in process. We're working with Dominion Energy because there's some power lines that need to be relocated. So we're, you know, putting a lot of pressure on all parties to get this done underway. In the meantime, we have a pump there that is pumping from one drop inlet to the other. So typically the system will continue to function, but we obviously need a permanent solution there. But it's not...
It's just amazing how much time and energy we have given to that zone of drainage. And that we still, surprising that we still...
It was human error, I will say. It's not an issue with the system. The system works properly. It's just there was a conflict at the end of one of the pipes that takes all that stormwater to the outfall. And we've identified that conflict thanks to Charleston County came over here to back. We thought it was a blockage as a result of an accident that happened a couple of weeks ago with where some sand got dropped into the drop inlet. We thought it was... covered due to sand, it wasn't letting the water flow, and because of that, Backdrop, who came in, I think days before the hurricane, we were able to identify what the conflict is.
That's Your administrator got firsthand knowledge of that.
We were.
It was resolved pre-hurricane.
It wasn't able to be resolved pre-hurricane, but it was
identified,
and we finally identified what the issue was, and we're working with the construction company as of right now to fix it.
Okay.
I have a question. Curious to know if we could maybe get a rough estimate of how many trees were lost on the island in Dorian. Is that something that anybody keeps track of, or that we could even just try to get a rough count through social media from people? Or, I mean, I know Douglas in some cases would have to approve a tree removal, but then we have plenty that were obviously downed. And
probably. Yeah, there are trees that need a permit to be, if they're compromised, they need a permit, and we could get that count from the building department. But Donnie, do you have any idea? I mean, you're collecting all that debris.
Right offhand, I know of 7 trees.
Okay.
7 oak type trees.
Okay.
There are more that Douglas would not
cedar
have
trees.
Anything to do.
Mm-hmm. Right,
but
right.
I think there were 7 significant trees.
Significant trees, okay. Yeah. I would just think it would be good to know what we lost, and also wouldn't mind seeing us maybe do something special for Arbor Day this year to encourage people to plant new ones.
Okay. Anything else? All right. Anything else? Director Pitts? No. Okay. Moving on to old business. Update on phase 3 drainage and small internal projects.
We're working with the contract document between both attorneys. Julie has been looking at the contract with Thomas and Hutton, and we want to make sure that the language includes that the city is basically committing to about 30% of the design before it goes out for permitting.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to go all the way to design and engineering a system before we are fully aware that it's going to be permitted. So we're working on that language. We've been working on that this week, and that should be finalized by tomorrow, and we'll be ready to execute.
On Tuesday, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it's already been approved.
Right,
by
we've
council.
Already approved it, right. That's
it's
right.
Just the legalese back and forth. It's
okay.
Always fun.
Okay,
that's
well, that's
we
an exciting, exciting thing. Any questions on phase 3?
No.
Okay. Update on the trial use of the trash cans with lids on the beach. I know this was did not go very well.
Well, it's just an unintended consequence
right.
of a particular isolated situation, but you got to incur the worst case scenario of which we had. So you've got a storm coming that's just sitting there. You've got a holiday that you know that you got visitors, and it's still a nice pre-Labor Day.
Right.
You can't get your garbage cans off of the beach because you know you're going to have day trippers as well as guests in the houses. removing the garbage cans when a storm approaches is 24 to 48 hours is what we have to do. So we, Public Works, 24 hours prior to the storm, we get the contractor cleans all of the cans that morning. We go out there with forces and we throwing them into the hoppers. We got them off the beach about 4.5 to 5 hours. That's what it took to get off the beach and off the streets. Well, I failed as the Public Works Director to get the test can.
Oh.
Later that afternoon, the police chief, mind you, we got wind coming.
Mm-hmm.
Wind is there, and it's drizzling, and the police chief pulled the can to the edge of the public boardwalk, struggled. He had to call the captain. I immediately on the radio said, I'm on my way. He was in communication with the administrator. I'm on my way. I'll be there in a second. And grab a dolly. So the can was full of water and not garbage, just water, because there's a compartment at the bottom. It's about 250 pounds.
Can you believe that?
So we got the dolly. It was Kevin, Jeff Swain, and I brought my 270-pound son with the dolly, and we pulled it up. And
four people to move a trash can.
But can you empty the bottom part?
So yeah. It's that compartment is exactly what it's meant for, is to put sand, like a basketball goal and or something in it.
Yeah.
But if you were to do that so that they wouldn't fall, keep in mind, in the microburst, that can did fall over just like the barrels. So in that microburst, which was not 70 miles an hour, well, it could have been 70 miles an hour.
It could have been.
It was close.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
No matter what, they're going to fall over. That being said, the sidebar to this cans on the beach would be
hard to
you're going to take them off the beach 4 or 5 days in advance, because we've got to stage pumps. There's a lot of activity prior to an event.
And it can't take four people to remove one trash can. That's just not a good.
So it's an unintended consequence of what we're trying to do good, but we got to think of worst case scenarios.
Yeah.
And in this case, it would have been a disaster for Public Works and for the beach, knowing that you got a sunny day and we've removed all the cans. And I will tell you, before we could get the cans out, I know that you all saw the piles of trash being generated and being dumped where cans were supposed
to be. I know. Can you imagine?
I don't get that.
They just could not even take it off.
Mm-hmm.
So, we got to expedite removing them and expedite
getting
them back. Therefore, you know, I think there's an application for this new can, maybe in the Front Beach area. Aesthetics would be good.
Mm-hmm.
I would not recommend at all to put them on the beach right now.
Right. Yeah. All right. I'm just going to move along here because we've got all these. I think we've heard what Donnie has to say, and we just all need to think about the best use of everybody's time and energy. Moving on to new business, request from the Isle of Palms Water and Sewer Commission for approval of a $16 million bond for the decommissioning of the Wild Dunes Wastewater Treatment Plant and the consolidation and expansion of the Forest Trail Wastewater Treatment Plant. So who would like to?
I'll introduce Chris Jordan, and we have Bill Jenkins and Curtis Helfridge representing the commission, and Bill Youngblood, he's their bond attorney. In your packets, you have a copy of the resolution that they've approved, requesting approval from the city for this bond issue. As you all know, according to state law, they have to request and city council must approve any bond issue for the Water and Sewer Commission. This would be the ninth bond issue that the city would approve for them. There's no, it's not tied to the city's finances. If they default, it doesn't fall into the city. The city's just basically giving its blessing through an ordinance for the bond issue. So I know that Chris is here and the, you know, the staff from the commission, and they're going to explain why they need to borrow some money and what the intention is with the Wall Dunes plant and the Forest Trail plant.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us.
Do you want to come in?
Yeah, come on up.
The reporter will pick you up, if you don't mind.
Yeah, we're requesting the $16 million bond to shut down our old wastewater plant in Wild Dunes. It's mid-'80s, early-'80s?
70s.
70s? an old plant.
Not that old.
Spending a lot of money. Spending a lot of money on maintenance and steel work. It's a steel package treatment plant in a salt environment that requires a lot of maintenance, as y'all, I'm sure y'all know. Our goal is to consolidate all our wastewater at the Forest Trail site on 41st Avenue. The existing plant there, membrane bioreactor, high level of treatment. And we're going to add what you see there now. We would add what you see, duplicate that, and a little bit more. That would enable us to do all treatment at the Forest Trail site for the whole entire island existing sewer. We're going to construct enough tanks for future expansion to be able to sewer the whole island. But we won't drop in the equipment to do that until the need comes along, if that makes any sense. But during the time before that need comes along, the tanks will be used for emergency storage, sludge handling. We'll utilize the tanks when the sewer, if the sewer does get added to the island, we'll have to build some additional tanks kind of on the backside of where the plant is now to replace that emergency storage. But we're here to answer any technical questions that y'all might have. Bill and I, Curtis is here, and then any finance questions. Obviously, Bill Youngblood could explain it to you better.
So, is the Wild Dunes wastewater now, isn't it now going to Forest Trail?
No, ma'am. The wastewater is treated at the Wild Dunes plant.
Okay.
And the effluent is discharged into
the
lagoon that's behind the plant, and they land apply the effluent to the golf course. They use that water for irrigation.
Oh, right. Okay. I mean, I've just all been hearing of this coming.
All the raw wastewater would, Wild Dunes would be shut down. We'd build a pump station there. We would pump the wastewater to Forest Trails, and then we would pump effluent back to Wild Dunes so that they could still continue to land apply.
Yeah. So it'll be a similar process.
Yes, ma'am. Except we would, it kind of would flip the other way than it is existing today.
Okay. So that plant is not just completely going away.
The plant, the whole entire plant will go away, and we will build a pump station.
Where the Wild Dunes?
At the Wild Dunes wastewater plant site. We'll take up a small corner of the property.
And what else will go there?
It'll be a below ground pump station with a small building above it to house the control panel for the pumps that would be below the ground. And I don't think the commission has decided what they would do with the property, but all the tanks and equipment down there would be demolished. Yeah. It would go away.
Wow.
Yeah. And the new pump station at the Wild Dunes site, we would have odor control on it to treat any odors that would come off of it. Which we do down there now, but it's a lot easier to capture the odors with something brand new than it is to retrofit covers and things to existing steel tanks that have rusty holes in them and issues.
Like the old Forest Trail.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Yeah.
What's the timeline on construction?
We're in the process of design now on the pump station, and then if we secure the funding, then we'll finalize the design and start construction, I mean, as soon as we can to get
and
that going.
And start to finish the whole?
It'll probably take a year and a half to 2 years to build. That's the engineer's estimate. I know that Thomas and Hutton had did a presentation for y'all, I think, on the master plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't there, but I hope they touched on the plant some, I would think. But it takes us a couple of years to build.
Could you give us a little bit more? rough order of magnitude, aren't going to hold you to it. When will you be completed with design?
The design is about done and ready to go to permitting right now.
So is that a month or 2 months? A
couple of months, and we would probably apply for the permit to DHEC. With the MBR treatment process that we're using now at Forest Trails, it's a quick turnaround.
Give us a bogey.
What's that?
Give us a bogey. Is it 2 months? Is it 12 months?
For the permitting?
Right.
Couple of months.
It's Columbia. It's different.
But the when we did the prior MBR permit, it was turned around in a couple of months, if
so
I remember correctly. Is that correct?
Three months permitting.
3 months.
We're allowing three months for permitting.
So I'm going to say plus three.
Yeah.
All right. And then engineering work, pre-construction, what kind of time frame?
Well, we would bid the project. All the engineering work and design is done.
Right.
That has to be completed before DHEC will issue the construction permit.
Right.
So that falls within the three-month timeline.
What about staging contracts, RFP?
You know, we have all that information. He's not. I mean, we can provide you a written schedule, though.
Well, we're just. The question was, give us a time frame, and I would like to get a little bit more detail.
Okay, go ahead. But I was just trying to.
Notionally, you got to go through the RFP process. What's been your experience? Is it 4 months, 8 months?
When we did it
bidding process?
Yeah.
Bidding process is usually within a month's time on selection of the contractor.
Okay.
We go out for bids. We have selected contractors we'll go out to. And
all right, a couple months.
But I wonder if Mr. Youngblood might have some thought from his experience in other jobs of once the funding's obtained and you got a green light. What time period are you looking for to get it going on average?
Well, I'm looking at it from a very different set of limitations, the federal tax law limitations. So I want to make sure that these bond proceeds, once they're in hand, will be drawn down and expended substantially all within a three-year window. That's sort of the planning horizon for tax-exempt bond proceeds spend down. There's nothing draconian that would happen if they didn't make the 3 years. There is, in federal tax law, a prohibition on earning a profit from the investment of tax-exempt bond proceeds. Well, given what interest rate environments are today, you don't earn any profit investing bond proceeds. It's a drag, so you don't want to issue too soon, and you don't want to wait too long. So. We're monitoring this very closely, but it from my perspective, it will all trigger from the date when the city council is in a position to give the second reading to its bond ordinance.
Okay, so from my math, to the benefit of the administrator who asked the question and my colleagues, we're looking at a 3 to 4 year process.
I hope 3 years or less.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And I hope I had your hairline, but we know reality, right? So 3 to 4 years. So what that tells us is there's not an emergent need that things have to change over at Wild Dunes or the status quo. We want to do that. We want to do a lot of things, but there's not an emergent need. Thank you. That was helpful.
Emergent need for?
We have to rush and do it immediately.
Approving the
yes.
The bond?
Yes.
Do you have some hesitation on this?
I have a lot of thoughts. Does the chair want me to ask them in a form of a question or give
sure.
my recommendation?
Yeah, I would
or
love to
hear. Or give my recommendation, which? Form of a question or give my recommendation?
Recommendation.
Okay. I've been the biggest supporter of the Water and Sewer Authority for the last 4 years. And by virtue of that has been to move this island to get 100% on water and sewer. That gives you an additional 1,300 customers. That allows you to spread costs out and fees out to our citizens over 1,300 more instances rather than the current number. I advocated a year and a half ago that we try to frame this with an MOU between the city and the commission. Everyone sat in that meeting and agreed
That's the only thing we left that meeting with, agreed that this should be done. So we would have rules of engagement between one another, and we could work in harmony together to do this project or any additional work. To this date, we still don't have an MOU signed between the two organizations. So my recommendation is that in order to support this bond, the commission should come to council and ask that we acquire the activity. That means we would administer it. We would have it as a department of the city. The current staff would be in the same staffing position. The commissioners could become, as well as others, an advisory group to this activity. That's my recommendation, and I hope you'll seriously consider it. So those are my suggestions. And that way, we're all under one roof. We can all work together, and we can do this project as well as get you more customers.
Okay. So, with that being said, I mean, I think we've all known that this was coming down the pike with the decommissioning of the Wild Dunes plan. I also wonder, I would like to kind of know how Wild Dunes feels about this. Do we have any communication from them on how, I mean, are they?
I'm sure that they're really excited to have the wastewater plant shut down and move to Forest Trails.
Okay, because I'd love to get their, you know, support on, I mean, it really, so it.
Well, it's not an emergent need, but it's a need.
It is a need. And we are spending a lot of money maintaining that some plant. Old steel tanks.
Right.
So from a cost.
And we have spent a lot of money in the past, and I mean, we're going to have to continue to spend money while we're in construction new plant.
This is just sort of a philosophical. Do we think the timing for this is exactly right, given the whole situation with IOP Water and Sewer, with the commissioners? There's this sort of coming and going, and I mean, I'm just curious,
let me take a shot at answering that.
Okay,
we have a quorum, so we still conduct business, and we're not dead yet. the reports of our demise are, and I mean, to disband us, we have to disband us. We can disband the commission, but we would publish through you, and then we would have to all unanimously agree on disbanding. So that's
right.
That's how it gets disbanded. So you can't really quite, putting the baby back together, Ted, is not quite as simple as I think you were thinking.
There's just so much.
Not to criticize you, I certainly didn't mean to.
There are a lot of puzzle pieces that are sort of.
But that's not
coming
my point.
And going.
My point is that I think we still have this vision, okay? And I would like to disagree with your characterization that we haven't worked to communicate and have a memo of understanding and engage $40,000, I believe. We each kicked in, I forget how much we kicked in, but we had Thomas and Hutton look at the system and go forward and with trying to put a gravity system in and not extend the sewer system, if you continue to wait, it'll just cost more in the future. But,
so
you know.
Let me provide a clarification, if I may, since
my name was referenced.
Yeah, your name
right?
was referenced.
I didn't say anything about communication. I said specifically the MOU has not been finalized. And we work jointly on it. I believe it sits over in your commission, and there's not the dialogue that there should be. My statement was, and the record will show, the MOU has not been signed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it's
impossible
that it's 18 months.
Okay.
Now, in terms of if we're motivated to do what's right and in the citizens' best interest, you, as I suggested, would petition us that we reacquire the commission as a function of the city. That can be done. And maybe unlike other things that aren't expedited, if there was the will and the desire of this council or your commission, I would hope, working in a collaborative effort, it can be expedited.
And so this resolution that we got in our packets was from May, and we just got it, and it's September. So, you know, that's been for, why now, why not in May? I'm just curious why we got it now and not in May, since...
Because we're coming to you to go for the reading of the bond issue. And we've put all that stuff together.
But I'm asking him.
I'm sorry. But that's why we're here.
Well, I believe the one that was in the packet was...
That was an earlier, it was a reimbursement resolution that really had nothing to do with the issuance of bonds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the one that y'all have now was the one that that was signed for the bond resolution for what we're here talking about.
Okay. But I mean, it's dated May 15, 2019.
Yeah. Are you saying that you had... Things that had to fall into place after that was executed or signed.
It's a staged process,
okay,
and
yeah.
The commission.
Okay, I'm just.
Yeah,
it
the
just,
commission on August 21 adopted its resolution, making formal request that the city issue the $16 million of water and sewer revenue bonds.
So the main ask was something that was triggered.
Yeah,
in
the formal
August.
Ask was
okay,
something.
Okay. Well,
that
I mean, I want to support the concept 100%. I kind of feel like we might need to, I mean, I don't know, do you want to defer this to, I mean, does anybody have a idea of how you want to approach this, take it to full council?
I think
it goes to Ways and Means.
Well, I don't know. I think, I mean, I don't have concern about this moving on.
Me neither.
Personally. I'm curious to know if you did go ahead and were magically able to wave a wand and have the whole island on sewer, how much more would it cost to have the plant ready? Do you have a gauge? I'm curious.
I mean, approximate number? Don't hold me to it. I mean, depending on when that time frame is, $5-6 million for additional equipment and tanks.
In addition to the 16.
In addition to the 16.
Okay.
Approximately, I would like to.
But what are you asking
that.
For the price tag of? I'm not quite sure.
I was just curious if you were able to sewer the whole island.
But that's just the plant. That's
not
the cost of the collection system,
right.
The infrastructure in the ground.
Oh, right. And
that's a lot bigger number.
And I'm aware of that. I'm
yes.
sorry. That could be misleading for somebody who wants to.
Just talking about the treatment plant.
Right. Yeah. And that was my question, just for the plant, how much
and
more
this
it would
$16 million is for to decommission and then get the Forest Trail plant up to speed to accept all of the Wild Dunes wastewater,
yes,
right? Okay.
And it'll have the bones of
it'll
the structure.
It'll have the shell.
Right. The shell for
future
to be able to have the capacity
has
right.
serve
for future
the potential
right.
for to
right.
do the whole thing.
Right.
Is this
I move to defer, given your question.
Okay.
Why?
I move to defer the issue to the next meeting.
Okay. I'll second that.
There's too many unanswered questions.
I know.
I mean, you have questions and things that we don't even know what to ask.
Oh, I was just curious. I have a good understanding because I've been going to the meetings.
No,
so.
Not that question. I'm talking about a whole host of questions that we don't have the knowledge and expertise to even raise or ask. Right?
Well, I guess my other thing was just to make it clear that this does not count against the city's
mm-hmm.
debt limits.
Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But
it doesn't. This is just an authorization from city council based on state law.
I would like this really to go to Ways and Means.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I would be more comfortable.
It has to go to
I know.
Ways and Means.
Mm-hmm. So I'll call for the vote on the deferring.
Has to be second.
I'm unclear as to why we would need to defer. I don't.
Okay, so we don't
want to
defer. So
yeah.
Because it requires more dialogue.
Okay, so let me call for a vote. We're not deferring because it didn't get a second.
Actually, you said you seconded it for conversation's sake. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Of course, I did.
Can you all clarify for me exactly what questions you feel like need to be answered?
We have to address them based upon this report and getting other advice and counsel.
And I have, my questions really fall within the whole staffing and situation right now with
water
and sewer personnel kind of whole.
To clarify, we've had a lot of turnover on the board and within
the administration.
So you're feeling like...
I'm just feeling like everything, there are so many moving parts at the moment over there that aren't, there's a lot of pieces missing from the puzzle.
I will say that the personnel committee is going to be interviewing four candidates on Monday to potentially make appointments to the city council for those two vacancies that are current within the commission. There are two seats that are up for reelection, and I believe there's only one person running for one of those two seats. So there's a potential, if there's not a write-in candidate in November, that the city council would be faced with a third vacancy in January.
I personally don't feel the need to defer, but if you all feel strongly, we'll go along with it.
I'll call for the vote on that. All in favor of deferring, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, then defer it is.
So you defer, and what is there any?
I would like.
What's the next step?
I would like for us to go into executive session today for further discussions.
Okay. Well, can we wait and do that at the end of the meeting?
Sure.
Okay.
That's fine.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, let's go on to new business B, discussion of Front Beach beautification.
Okay, as you all know, our current budget for about 2 years for the budget for landscaping and beautification has been increased because we want to make an effort to enhance the look of not only city facilities, but also Front Beach being our gateway to our commercial district. I will say that Robert has been a godsend to our team. I know he was part of our team before, but now I know that he has been a great help to Donnie. Look at how relaxed Donnie is.
I know, that's why he's dressing up.
He's even wearing a tie for all of us. But
long overdue.
And we are, I can't speak enough of how great Robert has been in addressing some of the issues that we knew had to be addressed, but we just didn't have the right person to handle it. So I know he's been meeting with our landscaper company and the greenery, and have been discussing some ideas for improving the look at Front Beach. We have the funds. I know that you may want to speak on this topic, but the idea is to have a plan together to present to Public Works. Obviously, it'll be a phased approach because of the expense. It might take maybe 2 years to get to the point where we want. My goal is to also engage the beach company and also the private businesses there because we all have a vested interest in that area. Mm-hmm. Robert, that was when I talked to Robert before we offered him the job. I said, sure. This is one of my main priorities that I think that he would be perfect to work towards. So, Robert.
It's a fun project.
Yes, it is. And I think,
so much
Front
potential.
Beach is, that is, you drive in, you're right there. Mm-hmm. So I think we need some function there also because we've got,
traffic.
we have a lot of traffic, foot traffic, the electrical that is, been an eyesore forever.
Irrigation.
The irrigation has been a trip hazard and eyesore for a long time. And then plus we do need to do something as far as, some sort of impact. And we've talked about some different type of lighting because we've lost all the lighting for the palm trees that are on,
mm-hmm.
Right on the boulevard there. Mm-hmm. So I think we need function and then we need beautification. So whether which one comes first, because I do believe we'll probably stage it or
mm-hmm.
do it in phases. But yeah, it'll be a great project. And I think along
awesome.
With, Leola's Park kind of getting redone,
mm-hmm.
And then kind of bringing that right into Front Beach, that it'll be nice that we, get it all done
mm-hmm.
or start.
We want to create a space where the residents feel proud of, and residents will start being engaged in that location, because it's we're very lucky to have like our own little downtown.
Right. It has tons of potential.
It has a lot of potential. So we have a few ideas that we that we've been talking about and thinking, and you know, whether it's it would be functional in that location, but mm-hmm. but yeah, creating something that's appealing, that's practical, and people use it and gather to gather and mm-hmm. and enjoy. So
nice,
awesome.
Would it potentially incorporate the parking lot changes in the parking lot, or are we not going there?
We haven't talked about that yet, because the Borough Property Committee has instructed staff to work on a request for information for the parking lot, and we're in the process of drafting that right now. So our idea, we don't want to spend a lot of money in the parking lot if it
That's
might change.
I was asking. I knew there were some mm-hmm. rumblings about doing mm-hmm. something mm-hmm. grander there yeah. as well.
So we've been maintaining it right. and keeping it clean and neat and tidy.
Until Dorian.
Until yeah. Dorian. And yeah. we're yeah. using it now as a debris staging, which has helped
at least a lot. We have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it's better to have it there than on the street.
Right.
Yeah. So we haven't done a lot because that's still
that's
ongoing.
Sense. Yeah.
But we're really talking about the sort of the heart of the commercial district.
Okay.
But let's not lose sight that mm-hmm. the parking lot's future mm-hmm. could include
right.
a public meeting space and any number of, mm-hmm. of things that would add value mm-hmm. to not only our property and our tax base, but would add value to Front Beach.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I agree.
All right, moving on. C, update on Hurricane Dorian debris removal.
All right. Take it away. So let's get a little background as to how we go about post events. The first function of Public Works is to cut and push. That's based on police chiefs, so that his vehicles can get through so he can start patrolling. And fire department that assists the Public Works in just getting the stuff off the street so we can open up the main streets. Once that happens, and that's the first assessment, then we do what is considered first pass. So the Friday after the Thursday storm was assessment, although I did have a debris operation started. However, remember, we're still under evacuation orders. There's no time for a lot of residents to be getting it on the street. Mm-hmm. So for me, I chose the southern end of the island. Mm-hmm. There's not naturally that much vegetation down there on that mm-hmm. side. So I put my resources down there on Saturday after that storm doing the first sweep. And we go until I get help. We're just sweeping every avenue, every street. And we made it to 22nd Avenue when the county came up that came on the island that Tuesday. That included Labor Day. We were working, we were picking up debris. So we made it to 22nd Avenue. As soon as I get resources, and this is from every storm since Charlie, I immediately, not because it's Wild Dunes, whether Wild Dunes existed or not, I would go to the furthest point and start working my way, so I'm splitting resources. Mm-hmm. And I start working my way back, because if we're right next to county, it's not consistent, nor is it efficient. So I put my resources in Wild Dunes that first week. Mind you, garbage collection we did away with it, right? Postponed it. Half of my operation then was outside of the gates, but at 57th Avenue. So I had two operations going, plus I had one operation from the county. So that was three different operations. County continued on the avenues. And I continued Wild Dunes and avenues outside the gate, working my way back. County forces were not as expedient as I thought, but they had given us two trucks initially. Well, Saturday, it was down to one truck. Monday, we got one truck. Tuesday, about lunchtime, three trucks showed up. And so now I've got five operations working. I am about a half a day out where Wild Dunes is completed. That would now complete Wild Dunes, 51st to 41st, Wildwood. I put my other half of my resources on the side streets, giving the county the big trucks where they have straight runs and they can't get into the tight areas, as you well aware.
Right.
So I put them on the side streets, and we're trying to converge on one another. That's the game plan, is to get together. So I put them on the side streets, clearing the Waterway Boulevard, which would include Ensign, 25th Avenue, Whispering Palms, Shady, Timber, Oakview, Intercoastal Court. Got that all completed. Today we go back. Now I'm on Wheels Way, Alley Court. I did Duck Lane. So we're trying to converge on the middle of the island. I have county who's done all the avenues first pass. Mind you, there's still some subdivisions that have yet to see any debris collection, and that being Hartnett Boulevard and Forest Trails. And unfortunately, somebody has to be last, and that's just where it is. The game plan for tomorrow would be to complete the first pass. Keep in mind, first pass has already happened up here, but if you drive south on Palm Boulevard, you see what I consider
people put
is
it out.
And it, some of it has to do with those residents that were that obliged the governor and stayed away, and they come back Sunday, Monday, and so now they're putting that stuff out.
Right.
Recognize that, you know, once you get second pass complete, then I think the island will be back in order. So while most departments are outside of Hurricane Dorian, Public Works is in the middle of it still.
Right.
And we're still, my employees are still clocking in under the storm event on Wednesday. Half of the staff on Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The full staff on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. First 2 days of the week, remember, we had to pick up garbage. So we're still in storm mode. Hopefully by Saturday, I will be working debris operation Saturday. And hopefully I will be doing second pass, which would get these guys for the second time around. And you can see that the debris is starting to finally, after yesterday afternoon, starting to make a big dent where you can, where residents can see it. Give you an example, and this is a report that the administrator and I get every day, and it's from the independent monitoring through the debris contractor. Just to give you a for instance, Mount Pleasant, as big as Mount Pleasant is, 32,000 cubic yards. Isle of Palms, with the one, their one truck, and now three trucks, 4,000, plus you got 4,000 in that parking lot. So 8,000, and all of Mount Pleasant is 32,000.
Oh, wow.
We had it locked. They had, Mount Pleasant had, and I was upset about it, they had 14 trucks, and I had one truck. Andy had one truck, and Folly Beach had one truck. And so it hit the fan yesterday, so
Donnie,
we got more trucks.
We appreciate all you're doing.
Yes.
And the environment you have to work in. Give us all two data points. When do you expect it will be completed?
Second pass, Wednesday of next week.
All right, so next week. So we can give it some perspective with citizens, and you can, and maybe we head off some grievances. Compare this for us to Hugo. Is this 30% of Hugo?
50%? Well, I wasn't here at Hugo.
I can tell you. I would say 2%.
I will tell you this storm compared to
Even
Hurricane Charlie?
They're worse than the last three we've had.
It's the most debris I think I've ever seen.
Right. The biggest issue countywide.
So wouldn't this be a good talking point that it's the most that a single storm incident has brought to us since Hugo?
No.
That's 30 years.
That's not true. No.
Okay, well, what is true?
Give me a talking point. Hurricane Charlie.
When was that?
Charlie was just as bad.
Charlie was 16 years ago. Charlie, okay. Gustav, and Gaston.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Those three?
Yeah, I was talking about one incident, but okay.
But so, they were 2 weeks apart, and there was a tornado in, and I just had started at Public Works. A tornado just hit Wild Dunes at Edgewater Alley. So we had just completed it, and all of a sudden, then Hurricane Gaston got here. And that debris operation was double this one.
Okay, so here's what I think would be helpful for all of us to say. You may not agree, and you can say whatever you want. If a citizen comes to me with their hair on fire about why there's still debris on Palm Boulevard, I'm going to tell them it should be completed by the end of next week, and this has been the most debris we've seen in a storm in the last 15 years.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, what else is there to say?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we're doing the best we can.
Everybody's doing the best they can.
Are we getting any complaints?
Thank you.
Because, I mean, I think we've had... It's easy to see every house has debris. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people are patient. Right. Most people are patient.
I mean, I think most people understand.
I mean, yeah. I think here at City Hall, we receive maybe one or two complaints.
And you'll get more, though, the longer it goes on.
Some people just have never experienced this before, and you just have to tell them this is part of barrier island living in a storm environment.
And people should be very thankful of our public work staff. And
yes. And I am, and I want to say thank you. And y'all
thank
are doing
you
an awesome job.
Going after it.
Everybody is doing a great job, so with a good attitude. So
it takes time.
I think it takes time, and you have to separate things, and you know, people don't put it out necessarily in the best way. There's a bazillion factors.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
all right,
I agree.
All right, let's move on, because I unfortunately have to be somewhere in a few minutes. So, so now we're going to go into executive session.
Can I clarify the next meeting date?
Miscellaneous business.
Possible.
Okay. I don't know if that works for
That was September.
For Susan.
So it should be.
Before,
right.
So.
We have to look at.
2020? That would be great.
Well, we're looking
the
at
chair.
October. The committee had made a set date for the first Thursday at 9 a.m. But now I think we would like to move it into the afternoons if that's possible.
Susan, what works for you?
Well, that's only in a couple
8 a.m.
weeks.
8 a.m. good. But let me make sure on the what day was that?
It would be the
October
4th. 3rd.
I'm sorry.
Are you in 2020?
I have moved along.
I've already got it on my calendar.
At 8?
I don't think I'm available.
Yeah.
You're not?
I maybe. Let's go with that, and I'll let you know if that's a problem.
Yeah, if we could do it at 8, that would be great.
8 o'clock on the 3rd.
Okay. So, October
3rd,
8 a.m.
Thank you.
If we go into executive session, I would like for at least the Director of Public Works and the Administrator to stay, if that's acceptable.
Sure. Okay, we have a motion to go into executive session to discuss contractual
take care, guys.
Matters.
Legal. See you.
Legal.
Contractual. There's no legal counsel here.
There's no legal counsel, so you're not receiving legal advice, but you are discussing contractual arrangements related to
Isla Palms Water and Sewer Commission. Okay. Make a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Somebody's going to have to ask that question.
All right. We're out of executive session. No actions were taken. No votes were taken. And we have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
It's 6:06.